from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day as we'll continue to discuss the world of sports. Here, Rangers pregame is coming up at 5:30. I believe Brian Broaddus is set to join us live from the tennis courts in Oxnard, California.
He's in the building!
Yes, sir. And our continued training camp coverage with Broaddus and Oxnard, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, from grain to glass. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, sir. Hey, congratulations of kicking our teammates' asses in paper football.
Well, thanks.
The other day.
I only wish I could have taken down Choppy in the final. But
man, that's
next year.
Good for you. You know what? I didn't have you as a finalist guy. I didn't have you as one, man.
You didn't see the look in his eye when he walked into the.
Yeah, I didn't.
He was in that place, man.
I think the fact that you guys were there early got him a little bit kind of fired up. Got to see the surroundings, got to see what he's up against.
Yeah.
Maybe got to like hydrate a little bit more, maybe because of the heat and stuff like that you're dealing with.
I was getting some Spygate vibes whenever I was playing against him, but
were
I couldn't really get to confirmation.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's what happened is maybe in years past, I didn't give my best thinking I want to get home. Some other young cats want to win this, but now our young cats got kids too. And I think, well, Wolchuk probably wants to go home. Let's dispatch him. Chief, maybe the same thing. So once I got that taste of victory, Brian,
sure.
You know what that's like. I wanted more of it.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised because to me, you kind of have that appearance like, okay, I'm going to do this and, you know, then I'm probably going to get beat and then I'm going to kind of go over here and say hello to some folks and then I'm going to say, hey, I have a daughter and I'm going to move on out of there.
That's
you know?
Right. Guilty.
And,
well, he ain't the only
you know,
one
that's,
now, baby.
And that's working with you for 4 years. But when I heard that you were in the finals, I was like, damn, Dawson, that away.
Well, I don't know if you heard this, Brian, but I am the best to have never won the big one. And it's still on my list of accomplishments to get done. So next year, I'm going to even double my effort rate. Here's Wolchuk with your NFL news of the day.
Let's go. Kyle Shanahan of 105.3 The Fan.
No,
Gavin
awesome.
Dawson
I like
over
it.
Here.
I like
Let's
it.
Let's go, baby. I'm pulling for you, man.
I like it.
You. All right, we just did some Olympic talk there. Best of the weekend. How about Micah Parsons after the game yesterday saying he wants to find a way to be in the Olympics in 2028. He posted on Twitter, what events do y'all think I can do? I need ideas. Now, there is going to be flag football. Maybe Micah could participate in flag football, but he went as far to say is after 2027, I'm going to need to take a break from football to prepare for the Olympic Games.
Wow.
Is this making your like Cowboys insides tingle a little bit in a negative way? Like, oh my gosh, Micah, are you going to leave the team to compete in track and field or some other event?
It's so far from now that it's like I'm not even considering it. I'm sure he will change his mind 50,000 times between now and when it actually matters. So I have no care in the world about it. But if he's still a dominant athlete at that point, then watching him play flag football against the rest of the world would probably be pretty dang fun.
How about discus or shot put?
I can see it.
So.
Yep.
You know, something like that. Maybe even, I don't know if he could throw javelin. with that. He seems like something with power, quickness.
Yeah.
A combination of the two. Discus seems like a good training thing for him. Kind of like, you know, he could probably do that pretty well with his balance. So, yeah, shot put, discus. I kind of feel like that would be something he might have an ability to maybe pull off.
I think you want to look at cycling. You want to look at, you know, maybe some rowing. But
rowing would be good. He might be too big.
For the rowing, for the canoe.
Yeah, for the boat. Those dudes are built like in inverted triangles, though.
I guarantee, though, he is so explosive. Whatever he wanted to do, if he could go back in a time machine 10 years ago and start that, we would have just seen him on the medal stand.
I believe it. I mean, he is a freak athlete, but something to monitor. All right, Olympic gate, Micah Parsons.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And style.
Some of the weightlifting stuff. Like, I bet he can clean and jerk.
We don't do that weightlifting stuff anymore. They don't have that. Because of all the doping problems and stuff like that, right? Didn't they eliminate a bunch of that?
No, they still have some. There's definitely.
Man, I thought they eliminated a lot of that because of the doping stuff.
I think they just kicked those. Like, Russia wouldn't compete, and they said, "Sorry, you can't come."
Okay,
sorry about that, Russia.
There's all kinds of questions about this. You know, that weightlifting stuff. But
hey, 3-on-3 basketball got texted in. I mean, he's got to be better than what we were putting out there this Olympics. Mm-hmm. That wasn't very good.
Hey, don't you,
Jimmer Fournette? Yeah,
I hear he plays a mean game at table tennis.
Table tennis.
There you go.
That's.
Those guys and gals, they look serious.
They look so fast.
That thing looks serious when they do that.
You can see the ball as it's flying by. Dude.
Yeah. That was a difficult. That would be a tough challenge there playing against the Chinese. Now, we did get an interesting development today. Oh, my goodness. This is bizarre. Jets All-Pro pass rusher, former Eagle, just got traded this offseason to the Jets. He's holding out. He has not reported to a single practice since being traded to the Jets. He now has told the team, I want to be traded. So Hassan Reddick says, get me out of here. This is after he just became a member of the team a few months ago. Jets GM Joe Douglas said, we have informed Hassan that we will not trade him, that he is expected to be here with his teammates, and that he will continue to be fined per the CBA if he does not report. Since the trade discussions back in March, we have been clear, we have been direct, and consistent with our position. Our focus will remain on the guys we have here as we prepare for the regular season. But I can't think of this. I mean, Eric, you were asking during Crosstalk. This has to be a first. I can't think of another player that gets traded to team, then says, 3 months later, now get me out of this team situation.
Yeah, I mean, just in one offseason, having somebody traded twice in the same offseason, I don't think we've ever seen that, unless it was like a throwaway player in like two random trades.
Sure.
But as like being the main subject of two separate trades in one offseason. I believe it would be the first of its kind here.
Wild.
And it's just, it just speaks to the Jets' incompetence and probably you know, some mishandling with Hassan Reddick and his agent, perhaps. But it's no surprise that it's the Jets that this is happening to.
Is this all overpay?
Yeah, it's overpay. And if you're the Jets and you're trading for him in the first place.
So he's in the last year of his deal,
yes,
right? And,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
They should have expected then to give him a new contract if you're making the trade.
Yeah. I would have, if I were the Eagles or if I was Reddick, I would have said, listen, I'm not going unless we can work out a deal before I go.
Right.
You know, and apparently that was part of the conversations. Yeah. And they said, we'll get you a new deal, but you can't. He said, I'm not going to hold out. So he was confident that he'd get a new deal, but I guess there's been no progress there. And so now he's holding out. The whole thing is just bizarre.
And the Jets are saying they won't negotiate with a player who's not there.
No.
So that's, you know.
And they're not going to trade him. Very toxic. Very toxic. Something to monitor moving forward. Speaking of trades, multiple teams, according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, have inquired to the Patriots about trading for pass rusher Matthew Judon. That would be a player maybe I'd be interested in if you're a team that's contending. Maybe you need a pass rusher. Judon's a dude.
I mean, geez.
Plays
dude.
A run well,
really,
too.
Really good all-rounded, well-rounded yeah. player.
Awesome yep. player.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our guy, Ben DiNucci. The Nucci is signing with the Buffalo Bills. And nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo
like
Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills circle the wagons.
Damn
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's good for him.
Yeah.
We're going to make upside down hats for them too now.
Yeah, Buffalo upside down. You go ahead
tell
and
you what,
those.
If he keeps bouncing around to all the teams, he'll have this market covered.
Get
he
all will. 32.
Honestly, it's like, I really don't want to play quarterback anymore, but here's an upside down hat for all your trouble.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's a good play on him. Yeah.
You know, I think Micah might have a better chance going to the Winter Olympics. That Jared Allen, a member of the Vikings, he built a curling team.
Oh my gosh, the curling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Herschel Walker was on the bobsled
there you
team.
Go.
You can have him as a pusher. Yeah. You can be a pusher guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I did watch a little handball. I think he would dominate in handball.
Handball.
That's something
you do every day.
If you got as much speed as he Brush does back. And just hand-eye coordination and things like that, as long as he can throw it, I feel like he's got a hose. I absolutely believe he could do that.
That's amazing. And Davante Adams, I don't think he actually requested a trade with the Raiders 6'8", like that would be he might have if they didn't bench Jimmy Garoppolo. Davante Adams is a good pull. That one was getting close to happening, but not quite the same situation here with Hassan Reddick. We do have some rookie injuries. Rookie first-round pick offensive tackle Amarius Mims of the Bengals, who looked good in his first game. He's dealing with a strained pec. He's going to be out several weeks. That sounds bad.
Not good.
Oh, that does not sound good.
I mean,
good.
When you tear that thing, it's sayonara for the season. So
it's a strain.
I wonder what that's going to look like for him.
I wonder if, like, the strain, would you prefer just the tear?
No, the tear eliminates you completely.
Yeah, but I like the strain, I feel like maybe there's...
Nah, I think you'd fight through that.
We got
that,
Dr. Wolchuk on the scene.
Like, eventually, I feel like that's going to tear eventually. Like,
appreciate your thoughts, just get it out of the way.
You know? I mean, I
well,
hope
once it
does,
goes, then say goodbye. Yeah.
We'll see. Malik Nabers of the Giants has an ankle injury. He's going to be day-to-day, their star wide receiver. But they did get Evan Neal back. He's returned from PUP. I don't think they care much. He's not very good. I think they'd rather just cut him.
Yeah.
But he's back. He's back from the PUP list. This is not good news for the Niners. Might be good news for the rest of the NFC, just depending on how you look at stuff. Not that we're rooting for this
Let's
at all.
Let's not cheer for injuries for the 49ers.
But the 49ers are having issues. They're having a lot of injuries. In fact, so many injuries that they have now had to say, we're not doing the joint practice with the Saints. We're going to cancel this thing. So they're not going to have that. They were supposed to do it in Irvine, California on Thursday and Friday. But they've had 23 players miss their most recent practice. So they just said, New Orleans, don't worry about this. We're not doing it.
Cowboys are going so good, they added another one.
Yeah, Cowboys are adding one on Wednesday this week. We're looking forward to that.
How about that?
With the Rams again. Yeah. I mean, they were getting so much good work in. Why not? Let's do this thing.
Mm-hmm. I figure if you're getting that bad of luck, you don't want to tempt fate any longer.
Mm-mm.
You know, that one's brutal. But I'm surprised when these teams do it, you know, especially the good ones. If I'm trying to get good, we're going to practice a lot of joint practices. My starters are playing pre. If we're good, we're just trying to get to week one. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, but McVay does it so he doesn't have to play his starters in the preseason.
And McCarthy, it seems like, does the same.
Mike just figured it out. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Now I can play my starters at the, you know, we can script 70 plays and my quarterback doesn't get hit. And, you know, Mike's kind of figured out McVay. This will be the third team that they've worked against the Cowboys twice. But yeah, they've worked against the Chargers already, too. They do it so they don't have to play anybody in the preseason.
Smart. I want to start televising these.
Yeah, yeah, those joint practices are good.
Good idea.
Or maybe change the preseason rules to mimic these.
Ooh. I think get rid of another preseason game and just do all this all the time.
Yeah, I think two's fine. Then you do the joint practices. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, just, you know, like I can say, as long as everybody's kind of like making sure that we're okay with not, you know, trying to take a helmet off and hit another guy, you know, that kind of stuff.
But how did the rookie quarterbacks fare and just the quarterbacks in general? We got Joe Burrow back. This was Joe Burrow on with Up and Adams, Kay Adams Show, last week. And Joe, and wait, well, what's going to happen with this first preseason game, bro?
If you had it your way, you get to pick. What does your preseason action look like?
Hopefully one drive, score a touchdown, and get out of there.
Well, what did my guy do? 12-play drive, 73 yards, touchdown pass to T. Higgins. Got the hell out of there.
Nice, end
of
his word. Dude.
Super Bowl season loading for Joe Burrow.
That's
still
right.
Still got the blonde hair. We still throwing blonde hair.
Very blonde. Very, okay. Very blonde on him. Very blonde.
He's kind of pulling that off.
He is. You know what? It's hard to do, but he does pull it off.
Yeah. Got a good shade of platinum on there.
Bo Nix led four scoring drives, two field goals, two touchdowns in the Broncos' debut. One touchdown was to Frisco Lone Star Zone and Oklahoma Sooner Marvin Mims. So Bo Nix, 15-21, 125 yards, and that touchdown, passer rating over 100. So pretty solid debut for Bo Nix. Jaden Daniels looked good for the Commanders. Caleb Williams had a touchdown drive, including a couple of nice moments for the Bears.
Yeah, he had some great moments, didn't he?
He did. He looked good.
That might be the best quarterback I've ever seen in a Bears uniform.
Just ever.
Honestly, it might be. Just one preseason game might be enough for that.
You could be right on about that. Drake May, not so good for the Patriots. Penix Jr.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, that one was surprising. Honestly, the Bo Nix is the most surprising to me.
I'll tell you what, Bo Nix, though, when you watch though at the Oregon tape, man, he slung it around. He was terrible at Auburn.
And whatever they
did to him there in Eugene made him a much better quarterback.
Michael Penix Jr. went 9 for 16, 104 yards, including a 41-yard pass to Chris Blair that set up a Falcons score, so he looked solid. And then J.J. McCarthy struggled at first through an interception that was underthrown, then came back in, finished with 188 yards, went 11 of 17, including a 45-yard touchdown pass. So rookie quarterbacks, not really, it was Drake May. The other ones all had at least a positive moment to come out of their preseason game. And then we've got history being made this year, boys.
What happened?
I don't think you guys could guess this, even if I gave you all show to do it.
Okay, is it have to do with NFL history or a team history?
It's NFL history.
NFL history.
And most NFL history.
Of players that are going to be playing at this position.
Can you rephrase the
kicker
question?
Kicker returner.
No, it's you know, a certain position that we haven't seen a lot of these guys in the history of the sport. Not fullback.
That's a good guess, though.
You know, without giving it away,
Rover.
It's maybe a color thing.
Oh, a color thing.
The green dot guy?
Color thing?
Corners?
Corners?
White corners.
Bryant? White corners?
Oh!
You say white corners,
white
Gavin?
White corners.
You say white corners?
Hey,
my
you
guy.
Know what? I was, yeah, corners, yeah.
We have a whopping 3 white corners.
Whoa.
We're expected to make NFL rosters this season. That's a record, baby.
Just to make the rosters.
Oh, yeah.
The last time was 1971.
And shout out to the Iowa Hawkeyes.
They have two of them?
Two out of the three are Iowa Hawkeyes. Cooper DeGene with the Eagles.
That's right.
Riley Moss could be opposite Patrick Surtain for the Broncos. And then Ethan Bonner of the Miami Dolphins. Do you have an Ethan Bonner scouting report, Eric?
Here's what I can tell you. The dude's got wheels. They say he might be faster than Tyreek. Now, that's just a might be, but this is a guy that runs around.
Why do we have Dolphins scouting report here?
He runs around with Jalen Waddle and with Tyreek Hill, and he looks like he belongs. I will tell you that. I don't know anything else about him other than the foot speed.
Absolute badass.
Last
thing I want to throw in there, because I sent this to Carter, and he's got it, so I just want to put this up on the fan cam. But Jonathan Taylor and three other Colts players, they actually wore the Guardian caps in
the
game.
Dude, this is...
They did it. So, I mean, and I thought one of the quotes was great. Our medical staff tells me, I don't know the numbers, but they say it offers a significant reduction in concussions.
But I don't know the numbers.
But if I knew the numbers... I don't know the numbers.
It sounds very COVID-like. Yeah.
Numbers
yeah.
lie sometimes.
We don't know the numbers.
I don't
numbers,
know if the numbers so. Are true or not, but hey, good for Jonathan Taylor and the Colts. It did still look weird. There's no way around it. It looks bizarre when they're wearing it.
Yeah, it looked like his head was three times the size of what it should have been.
Yeah, it was like the fat heads.
Yeah, quite literally. It was alien-like, but whatever you can do to prevent the concussions, I think it's worth it to save your brain, even though aesthetically it makes me want to
pee. 100%. Do your thing.
Shoot ya.
Let's all sing it.
Funky music, white boy.
Jared Sandler's in the house. Rangers pregame coming up at 5:30.
Speaking of white boys.
7.5 back, taking on the Bo Sox this evening. And we're back with the college football super segment, Wolchuk.
Ooh, we got a big loss for the Aggies. Spencer Rattler has ticked off the state he's playing in and the best college football duos. 877-881-1053 as we're right around the corner from college football season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.